A Florida man is set to serve almost 10 years in prison for leading a forced labor and human trafficking operation that brought farm workers to Indiana and a few other states. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports the case highlights a pervasive issue.
Advocates and state officials say labor trafficking likely happens far more often than we know. Attorney Beth White leads the Indiana Coalition to End Sexual Assault and Human Trafficking.
Labor trafficking is really modern-day slavery, and it can be as simple as not paying a person for their day's work or holding them literally hostage.
Recently, a federal judge in Florida sentenced Vladimir Moreno and two others to prison on charges relating to forced labor. White says that is significant because such cases are rarely reported, let alone fully prosecuted. Court documents say Moreno and co-conspirators brought Mexican farm workers to the U.S. on temporary visas. That part is legal. But prosecutors allege the group threatened to harm workers' families, confiscated passports, and only paid a small fraction of what workers were owed for long hours of forced, demanding labor. At least four victims worked in Indiana, primarily in Knox County. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.